everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Well, firm gains were seen throughout the live cattle and feeder cattle trade today as buyers started to regroup and move back into the market following sluggish market moves over the past couple of days. March corn futures were 5 cents lower, the Dow Jones 44 points higher, NASDAQ up 4 points. In live cattle, futures inched higher throughout the day with no significant market surge seen throughout the morning. February futures held a 60 cent per hundredweight gain, which moved prices to $125.50 per hundredweight. The renewed buyer activity has broken through previous contract highs, allowing for increased trade support to develop late here in the week. Cash cattle market sales were still elusive today, but bids were active in all areas, with live bids at $120 to $122 per hundredweight, dressed bids of $195 to $197 seen. Asking prices held at $125 to $126 live and $200 dressed. Box beef cutouts today were lower, down 63 cents in select and down $1.14 per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 59 total loads. In feeder cattle, mixed trade was seen with futures following price shifts back and forth in a narrow range. January futures held limit losses following increased support in corn trade Friday. The strong gains seen in live cattle futures helped to bring about underlying support throughout the rest of the complex. Trade remained contained, though, from 30 cents lower to 30 cents higher. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents higher as trade bounced back from Thursday's selling. Soybean trade was 3 to 5 cents higher as trade came back from the heavy selling yesterday with little fresh news. Meal was $1 to $2 lower and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, today, wheat trade was 5 to 8 cents higher, with trade reversing the losses seen yesterday with rising world wheat cash values. The dollar has hit 3-month lows, which should add some support, with more sideways trading building for now. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.